Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Department of Justice is launching gun trafficking strike forces to address gun violence and stem the flow of illegal firearms in five regions around the country: New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, the San Francisco Bay Area, and Washington, D.C. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco spoke about the program yesterday in Washington.
We all know that our job is to go after those who pull the trigger and end up critically injuring and, in some cases, murdering innocent people. But our job is also, of course, to go after the sources of those guns, the corridors that they travel in.
This is the latest in a series of initiatives by the Biden administration and the Justice Department to try to reduce violent crime, which has been on the rise around the country. Joining us with more is NPR Justice correspondent Ryan Lucas. Hi, Ryan.
Hi there.
This initiative is apparently not targeting areas that have seen perhaps the highest spikes in gun crimes, but trafficking corridors instead. How did they choose these five places?
Well, these are five areas that have certainly seen their own problems with violent crime. Chicago, for example, where the Attorney General Merrick Garland is kind of launching this initiative, has seen a huge spike in violent crime and shootings and in homicides. There were 200 more homicides in Chicago thereabouts in 2020 than there were in 2019. So these are certainly places that have seen their fair share of a rise in gun violence, which is why these are being focused on. And the way that the Justice Department talks about this effort is that it is a focus and a sustained focus on coordinating and going after firearms trafficking. And the idea is to disrupt an entire network of firearms trafficking from where it begins, where the guns are originally bought, to where they end up being used in violence. And this isn't just about throwing resources at a problem. This is about bringing the focus of prosecutors, investigators who are already in place, already in these five regions, to ensure that they can try to clamp down on the sort of violence that we've seen.
Although there's not actually a federal law against gun trafficking, so how legally do they go about stopping trafficking?
The way that this works is, to a large extent, from what Justice Department officials say, is it ends up being paper crimes. People say lie when they are filling out the forms to buy, legally purchase a weapon. People act as straw purchasers, so buying weapons for individuals who cannot legally purchase a gun. The way that this strike force operation is going to work is about connecting where these guns are being purchased and then where they're actually being used in violence. Usually what you end up seeing is prosecutors in places where there's a straw purchaser or somebody lies on a form, they don't prosecute that because it's a paper crime. It's not really a big problem. But what the Justice Department is saying now is that because those guns are then being used in crimes someplace else, the idea is to connect where that gun is being purchased from where it's being used in violence to ensure that the people who are lying on forms or legally purchasing a weapon for someone else, that they get prosecuted as well. So it's a more holistic approach than what we've seen previously.
The Attorney General has said this is not just going to coordinate with local law enforcement and federal prosecutors, but really wants to emphasize on a partnership with community organizations as well. What have been the response from some of these communities?
Well, first off, I think it's worth saying that this is certainly a different tone from the Justice Department under the Biden administration than we saw from the Trump administration. There was not an emphasis put on community partnership and community prevention of gun violence the way that we have seen out of this administration. So there is a change in tone. There is still, you know, there is encouragement from many community partners to this sort of approach. But I think there's also a wait and see moment right now among gun prevention advocates to see exactly how this is all going to play out. And of course, there is a lot of apprehension right now in communities, particularly communities of color that are affected by gun violence, about interacting with the police. So it's a very fine line that the Justice Department and the Biden administration is trying to walk.
We only have a few seconds left, but has the Justice Department said anything about what might be causing the recent spike in violent crime? Overall, I know the violent crime is down in many cities compared to a decade ago. What's causing the new spikes?
It's very difficult with crime to attribute it to one specific thing. Researchers certainly point out that the spike coincided with the coronavirus pandemic. So there may be some indications that that has played a role. But again, it's very difficult to attribute it to any one specific thing.
Ryan Lucas is NPR Justice Correspondent. Ryan, thanks so much.
Thank you.